A new Marist College poll finds that New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who's been in office for less than 2 months after former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace, is the frontrunner for election next year. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Hochul, who was virtually unknown to New Yorkers before she took over from Cuomo in late August, has a 55% approval rating, according to the Marist College poll. Director of polling Lee Miringoff says 49% believe the new governor is doing a good job in office.
It's fair to say that she is entering an election season as the early frontrunner with others, including former Governor Andrew Cuomo, as underdogs.
Cuomo has not ruled out trying to seek his old job back. He has $18 million in a campaign war chest, and he and his attorneys continue to defend the former governor against State Attorney General Tish James' report. It found he sexually harassed 11 women. Cuomo's lawyers are also asking federal prosecutors to drop a probe into whether he and his top aides hid nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. Miringoff says if the former governor runs, he faces a steep challenge. About three-quarters of New Yorkers, including 74% of Democrats, don't want him back in the governor's mansion.
These numbers are not good. And just saying, you know, I did a good job and let's ignore the nursing home, let's ignore the James report, and let's just, you know, say reclaim it is not going to be a convincing argument. He's got to provide some stronger argument.
Other potential candidates include New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams, who's launched an exploratory committee and was touring upstate on Tuesday. Attorney General James is also said to be considering a run. Like Williams, James has also embarked on a statewide series of visits to New York City, Long Island, and upstate to distribute funds from the state's settlement with opioid manufacturers. James, at a recent event in Albany, did not directly answer questions from reporters on whether her tour was a prelude to a campaign announcement.
I'm not focused on politics. I'm focused again on healing and making sure that individuals understand that there are resources now available for all those who are struggling with opioids.
The poll shows Democratic voters are open to electing both James and Williams. Close to 60% view the attorney general favorably. And while nearly half like Williams, he's relatively unknown to voters, with 42% saying they don't know enough about him. The poll finds, though, that in a potential Democratic primary race with other candidates, including James, Williams, and Cuomo, Hochul is ahead by double digits. The governor, who has already announced her intention to run in 2022, has been holding fundraisers, including with deep-pocketed donors. She said little, though, publicly about her campaign or potential opponents, saying she prefers to focus on her job right now.
People want to start chatter and conversations and all kinds of distractions early on before we get closer to an election. I will not be distracted because that is not good for the people of New York.
And while the poll finds that most New Yorkers approve of the governor's handling of the pandemic and the state's economy so far, more than half also believe the state is headed in the wrong direction. Miringoff says that can be a danger sign for an incumbent politician's future prospects. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.